So what you have on the screen here is a Windows Vista Hardware Assessment Tool 2.0. What it does is that through a connection, remote connection, from your PC to the rest of your environment, we can actually show you how ready your machines are for Windows Vista upgrades as well as Office 2007 upgrades. Some of you probably know that or may have the question about, well, would my existing machines run Windows Vista or Office 2007, given that a lot of new hardware requirements and such. Well, I can tell you that a lot of customers that we have, after running the tool, they're amazingly surprised that a lot of their 2 or 3 year old machine can still run Windows Vista, unbeknownst to them. So this tool will give you the answers about how ready they are and also what kind of hardware upgrades, such as memory or hard disk, that you need to apply to all those some of the machines and keep them running for Windows Vista. As a matter of fact, this tool can run up to 25,000 computers for every scan, and we highly recommend you to run multiple scans if you have larger environments. But this tool is tailored for IT professionals for any company, large and small. So what we have here I'm showing you is the Active Directory inventory options. What I'm showing you right now is that we now give you, with Windows Vista Hardware Assessment 2.0, we now give you the ability to use the organizational units capability. So for example, I can go into, this is Microsoft CorpNet, we can actually show you that there's specific PCs I'm going to target for the assessment. So for example, I'm choosing client here, client machines naturally for Windows Vista, and I'm going to exclude the Windows servers. But what that means is the servers will not be touched, and therefore you will not see any issues there, and you will not see any data traffic coming through. Whereas the rest, all of the clients within this corp.microsoft.com will be scanned and will be assessed. Now, next thing, another feature that we have is that we give you the capability of picking a select set of computers. Some of you may not have Active Directory or may not bother with Active Directory for this particular scan. You can simply put together a flat file of all the computers that we want this tool to target, put in a flat file, and then what we do is, in this case, I already prepare a file with about 3,000 computers, and I'm going to import it. And guess what? We found 3,000 computers that this tool is about to scan. Once it's done, the next thing you want to do is to also create the credentials for every machine that you're going to touch. And this requires that, you know, for most of you are administrator, that you have admin rights for all those machines. And therefore, after you put it in, it will be stored only for this run, encrypted end-to-end, and we do not possess the credentials moving forward. Once it's done, it's going to take, for an average 500 computer network, it would take about an hour, or maybe a few hours for larger networks. Once it's done, let me show you, is the Windows Vista Hardware Assessment Readiness Report. For example, this Word report is showing you on the left-hand side of the chart is how ready your machines are today without putting any kind of hardware upgrades. So for example, the lavender color shows you that about 60% of the computers are ready for Windows Vista as is, but there are only about 15 to 20% that are not ready for Windows Vista currently. However, move your eyes over to the right side of the chart, what you see is that the pie with the maroon color is smaller now because a lot of the computers could go to Windows Vista with some very minor upgrades such as memory and hard disk. So as you can see, this shows you kind of a point A to point B kind of a mapping of how ready your machines could be with some very little investments. Now, you probably ask, some of you, is that, well, now that I have this high level view, I want to get down to which PCs would require memory upgrades or other hard disk upgrades. Well, you should be happy to know that Windows Vista Hardware Assessment 2.0 also has the Excel spreadsheet. In this case, I'm showing you that computers that can run Windows Vista capable experience, in some cases, for example, over here in column D, some of which will require you to upgrade only to up to 512 megabytes of RAM. Other computers over here with a blank cell seal means that they're ready to go. Now, of course, some of which still needs you to kind of clear the clutter, clear the disk space, some of which you probably don't want to do, but if you do it, you can upgrade to Windows Vista as well. So this tool gives you a lot of capabilities of network-wide assessment, and by the way, all without installing any software agents, so you don't have to worry about security issues. It all requires you to put in local credentials of the PCs, as well as the Active Directory membership credentials. That's all you need. You can pretty much sit back, relax, scan, and come back within an hour or two and get the results and tell your boss, hey, we're ready for Windows Vista. I can tell you that we have two very, very interesting stories with a customer in Taiwan and a customer in Indiana, where they found that 70 upwards to 80% of the computers, 2 or 3 years old, can actually run Windows Vista with very minor upgrades. So I think in reality, of course, the range might vary, but you'd be surprised, and don't make the assumption. Run the tool and find out what your situation may be. Well, this tool, believe it or not, is totally free. It's backed by Microsoft support team, and it's available at www.microsoft.com/technet/WVHA.